Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Here to recap Wednesday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Thursday's action. We've got about eight games to play on Thursday. So let's get through some of the news and notes from Wednesday. Ronald Acuna Jr. capped off his MVP season, becoming the first 40-70 player in baseball history, stealing second base late in the game for the Braves. What a season for Ronald Acuna. Another milestone took place on Wednesday as well. Francisco Lindor became the fourth New York Met in history to go 30-30 as he had two home runs on Wednesday. Lindor joined David Wright, Howard Johnson Hojo, who did it three times, and Daryl Strawberry, who did it back in 1987. Big season for Francisco Lindor. Quietly just kind of does his thing and doesn't get as much pub as most players. Great season for Frenchie Francisco Lindor. Some other news for you, though. Jonathan Bolin will open for the Royals on Thursday, making his MLB debut. That'll come in game two, technically, as the Royals-Tigers first game got delayed. The rain came in. They're going to continue that game first at 1:10 Eastern on Thursday, and then Bolin will open the second game for the Royals, making his MLB debut. In 14 games at AAA, Bolin made 12 starts. He has a 5.24 ERA, 19.6% K rate, 10.8% walk rate. So not the best of seasons, but they want to get him a couple major league innings out there. Angel Zerpa is supposed to follow Bolin in that game. The D-backs, they released Zach Davies, hopefully not via text messages. Maybe they just ghosted him. Who knows? But Davies got released by the D-backs. Justin Martinez was called up to replace him on the D-backs roster. Buck Showalter made it official on Wednesday, saying Starling Marte will not play again for the Mets this season, as he was trying to come back from his injuries, just could not make that final leap. The Guardians, they recalled Brian Rocchio from AAA. He made the start on Wednesday. They sent Gabriel Arias to the IL with a fractured wrist. Arias is actually playing pretty well, all things considered, for the Guardians, but Rocchio will finish the season likely playing shortstop for Cleveland. Same night, Tito Francona had his final game in Cleveland. They gave him quite the swan song there. Tito's one of just the good old baseball guys. I've heard many, many great stories from baseball players that I know, and it's pretty impressive to hear how great of a guy he was. Looking forward to hearing him still have an impact in baseball at some point in time. The Yankees, like, we're starting to see some rotations for the weekends come out. We've been speculating, if you're streaming and whatnot, that some guys won't start over the weekend, some guys will. Well, the Yankees announced over the weekend, Carlos Rodon, Casey Schmidt, and Michael King will be the weekend pitchers versus the Royals, so you can lock them into your lineups. The other ones were the Phillies announced that for the postseason, since they locked up the postseason, Zach Wheeler will start game one, Aaron Nola will start game two. Thus, Aaron Nola will not pitch this Sunday. Wheeler is still scheduled to pitch on Thursday, which will keep him on normal rest, but Aaron Nola will not pitch Sunday. He would rather pitch game two for the Philadelphia Phillies. The Brewers, they placed J.B. Bukauskas on the IL and recalled Ethan Small from the minors. Ryan Mountcastle was activated from the IL for the Orioles, and Ryan McKenna was demoted. Heimer Candelario was activated from the IL, and Jared Young was optioned to the Arizona complex to stay loose for the Cubs, who are vying for postseason berth. At the same time, Albert Alzolay was facing live pitching as he looks to come back for the weekend series and give the bullpen a boost as, again, the Cubs are going for one of those wild card spots. The Astros said J.P. France is expected to make the start on Friday for the Astros. And for now, Justin Verlander is scheduled to pitch on Saturday. That's if the Astros are still in the race or they don't have it locked up. He's needed, basically, he's pitching Saturday. Otherwise, he might just not pitch at all. He might get pushed to the postseason. Lots of question marks there. But for now, Verlander is scheduled for Saturday. Max Scherzer threw a bullpen session on Wednesday, a light bullpen, they said, as he works his way back to potentially being available in the postseason for the Rangers. The Rangers also activated Josh Spores for the bullpen help that they'll need for the final few games. They play four in Seattle as they're fighting for their playoff berth, and they optioned Jake Latz back to the minor league complex. All right, PL Plus, PL Pro, I talked to you guys about it a ton. It's a great, great resource. You already get a bunch of free content at pitcherlist.com. But when you become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro, you get even more content, more tools to help you become a better fantasy baseball player. Plus, you get an amazing Discord that has all the baseball and fantasy baseball things you could ever imagine at your fingertips in that chat. What it also gives you the access to, though, is the QB List Discord. It is fantasy football season. Week four is right around the corner. Thursday night, we got the Lions and the Packers kicking off the week. So if you have your start sit questions, you have waiver wire questions and more, the QB List will have you covered in the Discord that comes with PL Plus and PL Pro. So you won't regret it. Sign up for PL Plus, PL Pro, worth every penny. All right, some hitting highlights from Wednesday. James Outman stays red hot. He went 3-for-4 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk. Over Outman's last 11 games, he's hitting .289 with 4 home runs, 9 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Finishing the season the way he started the season, hitting home run after home run. Josh Lowe, who has quiet for a little bit of the season, is finishing strong as well. Lowe went 3-for-3 with a homer, 3 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk on Wednesday. Over Lowe's last 15 games, he's hitting .375, 5 doubles, 2 homers, 11 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases, as he's reminding everybody about how valuable he was earlier in the season, keeping that ADP high for 2024. And then a player I've talked about a ton on this show, and people probably get annoyed by it, is Mark Vientos, but he continues to produce in a big way. And I hope he's an everyday player for the Mets in 2024, because I'm going to be drafting him as such at third base. On Wednesday, Vientos went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk. Over Vientos' last 14 games, he's hitting .340 with 5 home runs, 9 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. We knew the power was there in the minors. Never really showcased it because he got inconsistent playing time to start with. He's playing every day for the Mets, and he is crushing baseballs. So go get him, Mark Vientos. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Dane Dunning got the job done. The Rangers needed the win. Dane Dunning did it for him. He went 7 shutout innings in Anaheim, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Dunning had 14 whiffs and a 32% CSW. And a lot of people poo-poo Dane Dunning, and I get it. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys, kind of like Alex Cobb, honestly. And if you look at Dane Dunning's overall numbers in his 25 games he started the season, Dunning has a 3.72 ERA, a 4.41 xFIP, and 136 Ks, and 169 in the third innings. Pretty solid stuff there. Picked up his 12th win of the season on Wednesday night. So Dane Dunning quietly been a very, very viable fantasy starter throughout the season. Lefty youngster Zach Thompson of the St. Louis Cardinals, again, was supposed to pitch Tuesday, got pushed back to Wednesday. And Thompson looked good. 5 1/3, 1 earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. I will say it was against the hungover, depleted Brewers lineup after the Brewers clinched the Central on Tuesday. Still, Thompson got the job done. He had 11 whiffs and a 33% CSW. Over Thompson's last 8 starts, he's thrown 41 1/3 innings, 21 runs, 38 strikeouts. So pretty good stuff there. The ratios could be a little better, but he's showing some signs that might make for some fun drafts and hold late round options with Zach Thompson. Emmett Sheehan. This is a way to finish a season, folks. You know, big expectations for Sheehan when he came up, never really panned out, went back to the minors, and then he came back and he's been great. On Wednesday in Coors Field, Sheehan fired off 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 10 strikeouts in Colorado. Sheehan had 20 whiffs and a 38% CSW. Very impressive stuff there. Since Sheehan returned to the Dodgers on September 2nd, he's made 5 appearances. 4 of those were starts. He's thrown 22 innings, allowed 9 earned runs, and struck out 34. Sheehan looks really good, and he's going to be a valuable long inning reliever for the Dodgers in the postseason. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Paul Sewald picked up his 34th save of the year for the D-backs as they keep battling for the postseason. Andrew Nardi picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Marlins, another team battling out. Tanner Scott got the night off. A.J. Puck and David Robertson pitched earlier in the game, so definitely a night off for Tanner Scott. Manuel Clase picked up save 43 on the year, so You know, he's not getting the strikeouts and whatnot you'd expect from Class A, but the saves have been there in a big way for one of the top relievers drafted this season. Gregory Soto picked up his third save of the year for the Phillies as they've been rotating to stuff in the back end of that bullpen. Griffin Jacks picked up his fourth save of the year for the Twins. And Devin Williams picked up his 36th save of the year for the Brewers as he continues to get his way closer and closer to 40. Not sure he's going to get there this year with only a couple games left, but big year for Devin Williams. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a peek at the small slate on Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchikin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we have a five-game main slate starting at 7.07 p.m. Eastern time. Not the best of pitching because the high-priced guys in tough matchups. So if you're looking to save some money, if you want to gamble, Jordan Montgomery at Seattle. Seattle's quieted down a bit. They can hit lefties, but Jomo has been outstanding for the Texas Rangers. Yeah, Chris Bassett versus the Yankees. That's a great one. Lots of strikeout upside there for Bassett. And then David Peterson going up against Miami, another risky one. Peterson can walk a lot of guys, but strikeouts can come in bunches. Miami doesn't strike out a ton, but you get a discount with Peterson, which makes him tournament viable. Bats, going back to the Dodgers and Coors Field, they get Chris Flexen. That's obviously a great one to go to. Don't mind some Toronto bats versus Luke Weaver. Chicago Cubs against A.J. Smith-Shaver, who's getting the start for the Braves. And then Texas versus Logan Gilbert. That's your tournament play. Gilbert has struggled a ton of late. So this is a good angle to go to with Texas if you want to be a little different on this slate, because most will go to the Dodgers in Coors Field. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, and I know all of Pitcherless Nation will be. I got a hunch that Nick's going to live stream this game. Just a hunch. Cole Reagans versus Sawyer Gibson Long. Two of Nick's boos, his second half boos. He's going to have some fun with that one. I'm looking forward to seeing how that takes place. Reagans has been outstanding this year. Kind of a little rough the last few starts. He's faced top-notch competition. Now he goes back to facing the Detroit Tigers. So let's see how Reagan dominates this one. Got Sawyer Gibson Long, fun one there. And then you got Chris Sale versus Dean Kramer. The Orioles one game out of clinching the AL East. Big game there. Place was rocking on Wednesday night in Camden Yards. Chris Sale's looked pretty decent since coming back, so that'll be a fun one, Sale versus Kramer. And then again, in Seattle. Seattle, we've said it for a while. They faced Texas for three, and then Houston for three. Now they got four versus Texas to finish the season. They've had their own fate in their hands, and they have not done well with it. And here we go, kicking off the four-game set with Texas, Jordan Montgomery versus Logan Gilbert in Seattle. It's going to be a fun one there, folks, so should be getting your popcorn ready. Maybe Nick goes Cole Reagan, Sawyer Gibson Long, and then goes straight into Montgomery Gilbert. Could be a fun night of streaming games live in the pitcher list world. So we'll have to stay posted for that one. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Little announcement for you. I'll be off the next day. So Jake Crumpler will be with you for the next 3 days covering for me. Don't worry. I got one more episode for you guys to wrap up the whole season for Monday. I'll get you one last time to listen to this face that's made for radio, and we'll get you covered there. But Jake Crumpler will have you covered for the next 3 days. Hope you guys enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Good luck finishing out your fantasy baseball season strong. Enjoy the playoff races. It's going to be awesome. See who locks up the awards, potentially, if they're not locked up yet. Most of them kind of are, but we'll see where all that goes. But I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap the weekend, to recap the season, to recap and just say my hellos and thank yous. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, September 28th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.